Good morning. A dry and seasonably cold start to the day with cloudy skies and temperatures mainly in the teens and lower 20s with single digits closer to the Canadian border. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken this morning with a weak disturbance heading through. The disturbance will produce a round of mainly light snow for a few hours from later this morning through about mid-afternoon for just about everyone except the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Where we do see the snow, it'll amount to about a coating, up to a couple of inches in a few spots. After the snow passes, we'll have a break in the precipitation for the rest of the afternoon and into the early part of the evening. High temperatures will be in the upper 20s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a blossoming area of precipitation associated with a stronger storm currently emerging out of the Gulf of Mexico. This storm will quickly track out of the Gulf through the deep south this afternoon and into the Tennessee Valley this evening. It'll transport deep subtropical moisture along with it, and snow will break out again across our area in advance of the storm center tonight. At first, the snow will be light, but it'll pick up in intensity by midnight. As the system deepens and heads toward Pittsburgh, strong southeasterly winds overhead will push temperatures above ground level toward and above freezing in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and central and southern New England. In these locations, after a coating of snow, there'll be a transition to sleet and freezing rain overnight. In some locations, there could be significant ice accretion, and some tree limbs could come down under the weight of the ice, causing power outages. Just how far north this warmer air pushes will determine who gets snow and who sees mixed precipitation through sunrise, as ground level temperatures will stay in the 20s. Along the I-88 corridor and points north into the Mohawk Valley, across all of the upper Hudson Valley and Adirondacks, and in central and northern Vermont, it'll be all snow with 5 to 10 inches by sunrise. In the northern Catskills, the greater Capital District, the Lake George Saratoga area, and into southern Vermont, there'll be 2 to 5 inches of snow, followed by a round of sleet, then freezing rain and some icing by sunrise. On Tuesday morning, a new storm center will form over the Delmarva Peninsula and track north and east over Cape Cod. Snow and mixed precipitation will wind down during the morning, first across the western Catskills and then points north and east through New England during the afternoon. There'll be several more inches of snow in northern sections during this time, with minor additional ice accretion to the south. Highs will be in the 20s to the north and 30s to the south. By Wednesday, we'll dry it out completely, and with some sunshine, high temperatures will be in the upper 20s to around 30. Another storm system will then approach as we head toward the end of the week, with more snow likely on Thursday. As more milder air heads in, that snow will change to sleet, freezing rain, especially in southern areas Thursday night and Friday. High temperatures will be in the 20s on Thursday and in the 30s to around 40 on Friday. Back to partly sunny skies for the upcoming weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 14 degrees with a west wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 19 degrees, the dew point 14, 81% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.27 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, freezing rain and sleet, lower 30s. Boston, snow, sleet, and freezing rain in the lower 30s. And in Buffalo, snow likely 1 to 3 inches today, with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 28 degrees, the low 15. The average temperature, 22. That's 4 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 9.8 inches for the month, which is 3.4 inches above normal, and 49.3 inches for the season, which is 8.2 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high, 55, set in 2006, and the record low, 22 below zero in 1943. Sunrise this morning, 6:52 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:27 p.m., 10 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow today and highs in the mid-20s. Cloudy with snow heavy at times tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a little light snow or sleet today and highs in the lower 30s. Snow, then sleet and freezing rain tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Cloudy with snow heavy at times tonight, then mixing with sleet in the Catskills, lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a little light snow today and highs around 30. Snow, then sleet and freezing rain tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with light snow today and highs in the upper 20s. Cloudy with snow tonight, mixing with sleet overnight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow continues in northern New York and New England. Precipitation winding down as some freezing rain and sleet, and then a few snow showers in the afternoon in the lower 30s. Partly sunny in the mid to upper 20s on Wednesday. More snow on Thursday in the upper 20s. Friday, any snow changing to rain and sleet in the upper 30s, and partly sunny over the weekend with highs both days near 30. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.